Queen Victoria, reigned 1837 to 1901, was another sovereign who gave her name to an era. She became queen at the age of 18. During the early years of her reign, Victoria was heavily influenced by her prime minister, Lord Melbourne. After her marriage in 1840, she was also influenced by her husband, Prince Albert. The marriage was very happy and they had 9 children, most of whom married into European royal families. In 1861, Albert died of typhoid. Victoria retreated into seclusion, but kept up her constitutional duties. During her life, she became a symbol of the continuity and stability of the British life. With the growth of the two-party system, which increasingly limited the Queen's power to choose her Prime Minister, her influence was directed more towards matters of government policy. She concentrated herself particularly on foreign affairs, and she was occasionally able to mediate in political crises. In 1856, the Queen instituted the Victoria Cross, which was the highest award for valour open to all ranks. The cross was made from Russian guns captured in the Crimean War. In 1877, Victoria became Empress of India, under the Royal Titles Act. The monarchy's importance increased at home and abroad. During Victoria's reign, the spread of self-government in the colonies, dominions, coincided with a growth in imperial sentiment and the Queen's personal prestige. In 1897, the Queen celebrated her Diamond Jubilee amid scenes of popular enthusiasm. She had reigned longer than any other British monarch. The monarchy and government. The United Kingdom is a monarchy. The head of state and Commonwealth countries is a king or queen. For years, it has been Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, who is also Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces. But she must follow the advice of the government. Despite the scandals in recent years, the royal family is still well-loved by many people. The royal family also owns vast numbers of palaces and estates around the countries, many of which are the finest tourist attractions in the UK. Queen Elizabeth II was born on the 21st-26. She was married to Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. She ascended the throne on the 6th of February 1952 and was crowned on the 2nd of June 1953. Prince Charles, Prince of Wales, is the heir to the throne. As head of state, the Queen is informed about every aspect of national life. On the advice of her ministers, she performs some important acts of government. Royal duties include visiting many parts of the country each year, visiting foreign governments and other countries in the Commonwealth. In Northern Ireland, the sovereign is represented by a governor. Parliament. Parliament consists of the Sovereign, the House of Lords and the House of Commons. The Sovereign formally summons and dissolves Parliament and generally opens each new annual session with a speech. The House of Lords is made up of hereditary and life peers and peeresses. The main function of the House of Lords is lawmaking. The House of Commons consists of salaried members. These are elected either at a general election or at a by-election held when a particular seat falls vacant between general elections. A general election must be held every 5 years. The party which wins most seats forms the government. Its leading members are chosen by the Prime Minister to fill ministerial posts. The party which wins the second largest number of seats becomes the opposition. Most of the Parliament's work is carried out through a system of debates, which is much the same in both houses. All speeches in the House of Commons are addressed to the Speaker, who is elected at the beginning of each new Parliament. The Chairman of the House of Lords is the Lord Chancellor. The Cabinet. Ministers are appointed by the Queen on the advice of the Prime Minister. Ministers are responsible collectively to Parliament for all their decisions. Individual ministers are responsible to Parliament for the work of their department. Scottish Parliament. A new Scottish Parliament was elected in 1999. This is the first time Scotland has had its own parliament in 300 years. The Scottish Parliament, which sits in Edinburgh, is responsible for most aspects of Scottish life. Flag. The flag is often called the Union Flag or Union Jack. It combines the St. George's Cross, England, with St. Andrew's Cross, Scotland, and St. Patrick's Cross, Wales. It was first introduced in 1606 after the Union of England and Scotland. At this time, it bore the cross of St. George and the cross of St. Andrew, which is a white diagonal cross on blue. After 1801, Ireland joined the Union, and the red diagonal cross on the white background was added. The use of the words Union Jack should only be applied when the flag is flying at the bows of a Royal Navy ship. Wales and Northern Ireland have their own national flags. The economy. The British economy is based mostly on manufacture and trade. Its agriculture provides only half the food the country needs. Apart from coal and low-grade iron ore, some timber, hides and skins and building materials, Britain has few natural resources. The other half of its food and most of the traditional raw materials for its industries have to be imported and paid for mainly by exports of manufacturers. They are paid by its net earnings from overseas investment, shipping, tourism, and a variety of commercial and financial services. The currency. The currency is based on the unit of the pound sterling. This is symbolized by the pound sign. The pound is divided into 100 pence. Combinations of pence are available in the coins 1p, 2p, 5p, 10p, 20p, 50p and £1. The pound sterling is an important currency in the international money market. Education. Children in the United Kingdom obtain education between their 5th and 16th birthdays. Most children in this age group attend a school, though a small minority are educated in private. In Northern Ireland, compulsory schooling begins at the age of 4. After the age of 16, when education is no longer compulsory, young people have a variety of choices. Some 70% stay in education, either at school, usually known as sixth form education, or at further education colleges. Others go into work, with the remainder being guaranteed a place on the government training programs for young people. Many children under 5 attend state nursery schools. Others may attend playgroups in the voluntary sector or in privately run nurseries.